Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Abortions dropped nearly 80% in South Carolina thanks to a new heartbeat law. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Well, South Carolina's protection for babies, once the heartbeat can be detected, has reduced abortions in that state by about 80%, according to the latest numbers from the state.
You know, and that's phenomenal. And since now Florida also has a heartbeat law, the whole South has become a haven and protecting these unborn children now.
Yeah, the heartbeat law in South Carolina went into effect in August of 2023. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control has two reports for that year, one that includes January 1 through August 22, and one that runs from August 23 until the end of the year. The abortion restriction bans most abortions after about 6 weeks gestation, which is a time frame that a heartbeat is usually detected. It's got some exceptions for rape or incest up to 12 weeks, as well as for fatal anomalies, or when necessary for the mother's health. But what you find is the significant drop of abortion. Mm-hmm. There were 7,397 abortions between January 1 and August 22, which is about 8 full months. This works out to be 924 abortions per month. In contrast, there were 790 abortions between August 23 and December 31, which works out to be about 198 abortions per month, or about a 79% reduction of abortions.
Yeah, this is phenomenal. This is a great victory. But also, just a reminder, you know, Planned Parenthood has had the largest amount of abortions in 2022. That's more than the previous 2 years. So that means the fight is not over. You know, every state needs to be enacting at least a heartbeat law in that state. And so now that the Supreme Court handed the Roe and the Casey decisions back to the people, every state needs to fight for these vulnerable unborn children.
Yeah, South Carolina Republican Governor Henry McMaster, who signed the bill, said the statistics are encouraging, although he says that he would prefer to see a day, as we all would, when no one seeks an abortion. You know, the data has shown that these laws do save lives.
Absolutely.
You know, abortion drugs have also become more widely available due to deregulation by the Biden administration, allowing the mifepristone to be done by telemedicine, sent over the mail. And we know for a fact that some of these drugs are being sent into states like South Carolina, like Florida, like other places that have these laws that protect children. They're being sent in those states intentionally to undermine the existing abortion
right.
laws.
And the chemical abortions, the abortion pills, are now 63% of abortions. That's a 13% increase since 2021. So this fight is not over, as I said before. We've got to keep fighting. And of course, the Supreme Court didn't want to deal with the abortion pill case. So there's still opportunity to put that case before them.
Yeah, because that case, they said unanimously, the court ruled that the doctors that brought the case did not have what they call legal standing. They didn't have a direct injury. But the states do have direct injury, particularly those states like South Carolina and others that have laws where you can't do certain abortions in a brick-and-mortar facility. Right. Well, you shouldn't be able to then get around that and do the same kind of thing that's prohibited by getting something in the mail. And those states have various kinds of laws that are being impacted directly. There are cases in the works right now by different states against that mifepristone FDA rule. And so this case is not over yet. It's not fully decided yet. Unfortunately, mifepristone is still being sent through the mail, but there is a likelihood that this case by a state or states will go back to the United States Supreme Court.
And you've got what some of these drug stores like CVS and Walgreens in some of these states that are now selling this abortion drug. You know, we need to speak out against those as well.
Absolutely. Well, abortions have dropped 98% in Indiana, as recently reported by the statistics there. The state generally bans abortion, although there are exceptions for rape, incest, and alleged health issues. Arkansas also reported zero abortions.
Zero.
Zero in 2023.
That's exciting.
In contrast to more than 3,000 committed in 2021, which is the last full year that abortion was legal in that state. Abortion has been almost completely banned in the state since the trigger law went into effect after the reversal of Roe versus Wade in June 2022. The only exceptions are when allegedly necessary to preserve the life of a pregnant woman whose life is endangered by a physical disorder, physical illness, or physical injury. Approximately 89,000 babies, according to LifeSite, have been saved since the reversal of Roe v. Wade in June 2022. That's according to a National Right to Life Committee report. 89,000, nearly 90,000 babies. In February 2024. However, the number has grown as abortion restrictions continue. So the National Right to Life Committee issues a report earlier this year, February 2024. So that report is looking backwards. And based upon their calculations, 89,000 babies have been saved since June of 2022. So now what you have since then is you have states like Florida. Florida alone had about 85,000 abortions per year.
Mm-hmm.
So Florida in 1 year aborted almost as many as that 89,000 that have been saved. And now Florida, as of May the 1st, 2024, which is not part of the calculations of this National Right to Life Committee, obviously because it happened after, May 1, 2024, Florida has a law that is the 6-week heartbeat law as well. That will ban most abortions in the state of Florida.
Well, you know, Matt, the key, though, is education, because you have states such as Florida and these other states that are now trying to put and codify abortion into the state constitution. I mean, you have, you know, after the 2-year anniversary of the overturning of Roe and Casey, you had them in front of the Supreme Court. You have them in various cities protesting because they think that women should have the right to kill their unborn children. Education is the key. You've got to challenge those people. You've got to get into the church and the pulpit and say, do you really understand what abortion is? I will show you pictures. I will describe that to you and see if you really want to stand for that.
Yeah, you know, we ought to put up a link on our website. We'll do that, lc.org. It's actually on the website, but you have to find it. Some of the pictures of my encounter with Baby Rowan.
I think it's on our Life page, actually.
It's on our Life page, yeah. But we'll want to maybe even make that more prominent, lc.org. And it's there, but, you know, when you look at this, it's not a baby that's ripped apart. It's a fully formed baby at 21 weeks gestation. And you'll see Baby Rowan there. And you can also compare Baby Rowan to another photograph of another 21-week-old baby called Baby Samuel. Mm-hmm. Baby Samuel was the iconic photograph where the surgery was done in the mother's uterus. And while the surgeon was operating, had an incision in the uterus. It's an amazing photograph. Little baby Samuel reached his hand out through that opening of the uterus and grabbed the finger of the surgeon.
Mm.
It's an amazing photograph.
But, you know, there's also a video from a former abortion doctor, Dr. Levitino. He made a video of the process of abortion where they do go in and tear the baby apart.
Yeah.
That is very telling as well. Those need to be shared.
Yeah, it's a horrible situation to think that babies are being ripped apart. Just think about yourself. Somebody that's so much bigger than you would grab your arm and just rip it off while you're alive, and then grab your other arm and just rip you to pieces and pull you out.
While you feel pain.
That's what happens to these babies, no matter what stage it is, whether it's suction tube abortion early on or whether it's late-term or mid-term abortion. That's what happens. It's brutal death and murder. How can anyone humanely say in their right mind that this is normal?
And whether they want to admit it or not, women are harmed through abortions.
Very much so. So Florida is a state, like many other states, Liberty Counsel is certainly very much involved in these states, where we have a great new decision. The Florida Supreme Court overturned its 1989 terrible abortion decision. A 15-week law went into effect. Then that was followed by the 6-week law. We're one of the most pro-life states in the nation now as a result of that decision. But on the ballot in November is the most extreme abortion amendment, Amendment 4, and that would allow abortion through all 9 months through any reason and override every law except for possibly parental notification.
And there's other states too.
Yeah, there's many other states. We're involved in many of these. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.